Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to The Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, we've got some news on how the Biden administration is preparing for the worst-case scenarios around government funding. Number two, Kevin McCarthy's new strategy for Speaker, commit to multiple votes on January 3rd. And number three, is the rail industry headed to a possible crippling strike ahead of the holidays? We've got the latest. All right, Jake, let's get into it. All eyes in Washington are now focused on this December 16th government funding deadline. We've been reporting that this might get extended to the 23rd, but now we've got some news about how the Biden administration is actually approaching this.
Yeah, this is actually kind of big news. So the Biden administration has begun preparing for a year-long CR. What does that mean? It means a CR is the worst case scenario for Democrats because they want a omnibus bill because that would allow them to increase government funding they lose control of Congress. They want to, or they lose control of the House. They want a package that increases their, you know, puts their imprint on spending through next year. But the administration is now preparing for a CR, a bill that would keep funding levels at the same place they are for the next year. Worst case scenario for government, worst case scenario for Capitol Hill Democrats, worst case scenario for Joe Biden. And I would just add one thing in addition here. How do they prepare for this? They prepare what we call on Capitol Hill anomalies. So they prepare for just a bunch of different programmatic changes that need to happen to bring the current government funding scheme, the current government funding blueprint into the next year with minimal disruption. So this is a big deal, and it indicates that Congress is going to, it could be a disappointing December for Congress.
Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about this a little bit, right? Because the problem here is you have Republicans and Democratic appropriators who haven't even agreed on a top line number.
Correct.
Which is the number one first step in the process, right? Then you have, if they even could agree to this top line number, Republicans have basically been dragging their feet a bit, saying they want to wait until after the Georgia runoff. But even after they agree to that top line number, then appropriators still have to draft and pass 12 appropriations bills with an omnibus package with the most likely vehicle for doing so. But I mean, that's the timeline of that, right, is 3 to 4 weeks, Jake. I mean, we are really coming up until the end of the year. And of course, the 118th Congress, that's going to start January 3rd.
And one thing we should note here is I agree with all that. One thing we should note here is that Dick Shelby, the Alabama Republican, who's the top Republican on appropriations, and Pat Leahy, the chair of the Appropriations Committee, are leaving Congress at the end of this year. They are veterans. They probably have a combined 80 years in the Senate or something like that, 70 years maybe, or in Congress rather. And they are going to be incentivized. They want to get an omnibus spending bill done. They don't want to leave on a CR, which is basically a punt until next year. So don't count them out, as one aide said to me yesterday. So I don't want to undersell the fact that they could get this done, but I think we've laid out pretty nicely here the hurdles they would have to clear to get this done.
Now, that's a smart point, obviously, and a lot of Senate magic can happen when there's a renewed energy and effort to get something done, as we often see. So that is something that we are going to be covering closely for the next several weeks. Let's move on to the number two story of the morning, Jake. The quest for 218. Kevin McCarthy is in a stare down right now with some of the conservatives in the House Republican Conference. He's now vowing, we report, to allies and advisors that he's going to take his quest to be the next speaker to the floor, no matter how many GOP lawmakers threaten to vote against him, possibly having multiple floor votes, which would be fairly unprecedented, something that hasn't happened in a century.
Yeah, so listen, here's what I would say. McCarthy is hell-bent I'm bringing this to the floor. So he didn't do this in 2015. I think it's driving him to do this in 2023. If you talk to the people in McCarthy world right now, there is virtually no chance he doesn't take this to the floor on January 3rd. Now he's trying to call these guys bluff. I have been around the horn with the McCarthy allies and the McCarthy advisors and whips a bunch over the last couple days, and trying to understand their theory of the case for how they're going to get this through, how they're going to get McCarthy to be speaker. It's really a point of who you believe here. I mean, they say that the opponents of McCarthy say they have 20 no's. 20 hard no's. I don't buy that. I just don't buy it. I think that I haven't seen any evidence that that's the case. Could it be the case? Sure. I just haven't seen any evidence of that at this point. He wants to, at this point, I think McCarthy feels like he has nothing to lose. I mean, he raised $500 million for the party. He brought them back to the majority. He wants to have his chance to get the speakership on the floor. And I guess I don't begrudge him. I don't think that's unreasonable whether he could pull it out or not. You know, we're 35 days away, Anna. So only time will tell.
Absolutely. Going to be something to watch. Certainly an interesting strategy that, it will be is very in contrast to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who always says, never go to the floor without the votes. Let's move on to the number three story of the morning. This is really something that has been bubbling up here. The potential rail strike, and there has been some more drama there. President Joe Biden wanting to avert a strike is asking Congress to send him a bill to avert this strike well before December 9th. Well, that's next Friday, just for those keeping track. But he's basically asking Congress to codify into law the agreement that railroad unions and management agreed to in September. This agreement locked in a 24% pay increase, but had just one day of paid sick leave. The unions had wanted 15 days. Since then, there has been leading labor unions who have backed away from this agreement, raising the possibility of a potential calamitous strike in the middle of the holiday season. Jake, I mean, this is going to be a tight deadline for Congress to enact.
Biden wants this. Biden wants this done well before December 9th. It is well before December 9th. we are going to get, I guess we'll get less well before December 9th in the next couple days. December 9th is next Friday. So if he wants this done, before next Friday, the House is going to need to pass it probably today, tomorrow, or Thursday. Schumer's going to need to file cloture. He's going to need to get this to the floor. I don't have a good sense at this point whether this has 60 votes. I'm just being honest with you. It would need 60 votes. And in the Senate, meaning it would need all Democrats and 10 Republicans. I have to do some reporting on this today. What the administration would like Congress to do is they would like Congress to basically codify this deal that Biden cut with the unions and management over this 24% pay increase, a bunch of different priorities and concessions that unions have now backed away from. So Congress has the power to codify this under the Commerce Clause, I believe. So this would be a disaster for the economy. I think that everyone realizes that. And, Democrats control everything. So, I mean, the blame would fall on them. But Republicans have a hand here. Everyone understands that. And they need to get this thing through in the next couple days if they want to avoid this. And one more thing, Anna, before we go, very sad news out of the House of Representatives last night. Don McEachin, who has been in Congress since 2017 and battled cancer, passed away yesterday. Just won re-election to a Richmond area district, had been sick, but, over the last couple years, very sad. A bunch of statements last night from Tim Kaine, Mark Warner, who have both known McEachin for decades. He had been in the State House in Richmond for years, so wanted to make note of that.
All right. Very sad news indeed. With that, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Just a reminder, we have our virtual conversation with Senator Roy Blunt, the Republican from Missouri, about the future of democracy, voting rights reforms, and much more starting at 9 a.m. This morning. You can sign up for that at the Punchbowl News Events Hub. You can also sign up for our free morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. Thanks so much. Have a great day and stay safe.